Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Ayin Vav Amud Beis, 5 lines on the bottom, Mai Vani Basi Bidvarecha. So the Gemara previously had mentioned the Makar for how do we know that Sicha and Rechitza are considered Inuyim, that they're Asar and Yom Kippur. So the Gemara brought it from Daniel, because it said, by Daniel V'soich Le'sachti, and the Gemara brought a pasuk that Gavriel said to Daniel that min hayoy marish and aser nasatas libucho lohaven ulis anais lefnei Hashem alokecho lefnei alokecho nishmo yudvarecho. So you see that Gavriel considered, he called what Daniel did in Inoy. So that's how we learned. In v'seich le'sachti, we said it's talking both about sicha and rechitza. So that was the makar that sicha and rechitza are considered inuyim. Now the pasuk ended off vani basi bidvarecha. The Gavriel told Daniel that it's b'schus him. It was b'schus Daniel that vani basi bidvarecha, that I was able to come. I was able to go in front of Hashem b'schuscha. That's what Gavriel told Daniel, that it was in your schus that I was able to go in front of Hashem. So that's what the Gemara now is picking up on. Mai vani basi bidvarecha. The Gemara wants to know what was the context, what happened exactly, what was Gavriel referring to when he told Daniel that it was b'schus you that I was able to go in front of Hashem. So says the Gemara, haynu dechsev, it's referring to that which it says, a pasuk in Yecheskel. Like Yecheskel had a nevuah about a really despicable act of Avodah Zarah, mamish of the worst acts you could possibly imagine. It happened right before the Zman of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. This is one of the actions which caused the Churban. And Yecheskel describes, says the pasuk, v'shivim ish mizikne Beis Yisrael, that he had a vision that there were 70 men of the elders of the Beis Yisrael, the Yazan Yahu ben Shafan, amongst them was Yazan Yahu ben Shafan. He was standing in front of them. The Ish Miktarta Biyadoi. This was in the Beis HaMikdash. They were all standing there, and each person had Keteres in his hand. The smoke was coming up. As we'll see soon, they were using the Keteres of Avodah Zarah. The Yishach Tavnes Yavi Kacheni Betzitzes Reishi. Yecheskel continues to describe that a malach, some sort of form of a hand, came and took me by the locks of my hair. He grabbed my hair. V'tiso isi ruach min aretz v'ben hashamayim. V'tavio isi Yerushalayim b'maris elukim. And he brought me to Yerushalayim. Al Pesach Shar Hapnimis Apoinet Zafayna, to one of the Sharim of the Beis HaMikdash. Ashesham Meishav Semel Akina Amakne. That he describes over there that there was a certain Avodah Zarah that was set up over there. He brought me into the Mamish, into the Azara, more specifically to the Ezra's Kayanim. Now by the opening, by the doorway of the Heichal, or more specifically, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, there was Ka'asrim v'chamisha ish, there was about 25 people. Achayreyam el Heichal Hashem, their backs were facing the Heichal. Ufneim kedma, and they were looking eastward. Their backs were to the Heichal, they were looking eastward, which is the direction of the sun. And they were serving over the Zara, they were bowing to the sun. Now if that's not enough, in the Beis HaMikdash Mamish, they're serving over the Zara, says the Gemara that's worse. Says the Gemara, just a deacon in the Pasuk, it says that they were facing eastward. So then Memela, if they're standing between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, and they're facing eastward, so that means Memelo, their backs are towards the Heichal. So Alamata Malayma Acharem Al Heichal Hashem, why does the Pasuk stress, why does Yecheskel stress that their backs were towards the Heichal? That's obvious. So says the Gemara, what Yecheskel was saying was Malame Chayu Pyrin Atzmon, that they were inappropriately revealing themselves with their backs towards the Heichal. Vayu Masriz and Klapei Mato, and they were mamish relieving themselves towards the Heichal. Mamish, if the Avodah Zarah wasn't enough, they were mamish making a bizayon out of the Beis HaMikdash, out of the Heichal. So Amar Le HaKadosh Baruch Hu Michal, after this happened, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Michal, Michal, Sarchu Umascha, your Ummah has run, they spoiled, they're doing crazy things. So Amar Le Fanav, so Michal says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Dayu LaToivim Shebehem, but at least there's Tzadikim amongst Klal Yisrael, so at least save them. So Amar Le, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Michal, No, Ani Sarei Vaisam VeLaToivim Shebehem, I'm going to wipe out everyone, because Yishanim over here explains, he brings the Gemara in Shabbos, Nunheim and Aleph, that because the Maisa, even the Toivim Shebehem, they should have made a Macha, they were able to protest, and they didn't protest, so therefore they're going to be punished as well. Miyad immediately, Vayomer, El Ha'ish Lavosh Habadim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Ish Lavosh Habadim, which is a reference to Gavriel, to Malach Gavriel, Hashem says to Gavriel, Vayomer Boyal Beinas Lagalgal Al Tachas Lakruv, to go to a certain place where there's Malachim, Umali Chafnucha Gachle Ish, to fill up your hands. He tells Gavriel, fill up your hands with these hot coals, Mi Beinas Lakruvim, from this place, Uzraik Alir, and throw it on Yerushalayim, and that's going to destroy Yerushalayim. That's what he told Malach Gavriel. Vayavu le'enai, and says Yechezkel, that I saw all this happening. Miyad, immediately, vayishlach hakruvus yadam yibenas hakruvim ela ish asher benas hakruvim. That, so here we have a slight deviation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Gavriel to take the coals from this place. But the pasuk here describes that Gavriel had the malach take the coals. Vayisa vayite nochafnei lavash abadim vayikach vayetze. And then he had the malach give him the coals after he picked it up. So in that sense, it was like a klisheni in the sense that it sort of weakened the strength of the coals. Instead of Gavriel taking them directly from the place that he was supposed to take them, he had the malach first pick it up and then hand them to him, and he took it and he left. So now the coals are less hot. Says the Gemara, before we continue the story, that Amar Rav Chana Bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, he said that Yomali lo nitztananu kacholim miyadei shel kruv, liyadei shel Gavriel, if not for this act, that he had the coals cool off a little bit by going first into the Malach's hands before going into Gavriel's hands, and if Gavriel would, meaning it to say that if Gavriel would have taken the coals directly like he was supposed to, lo nishtairu misainein shal Yisrael sharadu palit, there would have been no one remaining. Klai Yisrael would have all been wiped out, chas v'shalom. Uksiv, now the pasuk says, "V'hine ayish lavash abadim asher akesas b'maslav meisha davar lemar." He goes back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Gavriel goes back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, "Asiyisi kasher tivisani. I did as you've commanded me." Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "Ba'isa shah hitziu leGavriel macharia pargut." When that happened, so Gavriel was kicked out from being in the presence of Hashem because he didn't do exactly what he was actually supposed to do. Really, he was supposed to take the coals himself because he didn't do as he was told. So he was kicked out. And he was removed from the Acharya Paragud. Umachyu shisen pulse denura. And they even whipped him with 60 fiery lashes. The Marsha in Bava Metzia, Pehei Mabez explains that always when we find Malchus and Shemayim, it's the number is 60. Why the number 60? So the Marsha explains because Malchus, what do we have down here? In Olam Hazeh, we have that when a person's Chayiv Malchus, it's generally 39 Malchus. Says the Marsha, it's always three times the age when a person becomes a Bar Einshin. When does a person become a Bar Einshin in this world? When he's 13 years old. So 3 times 13 is 39. But when it comes to Dinei Shemayim, a person becomes a Bar Einshin only once he's 20. So therefore, 3 times 20 is 60. That's why we get to the number of 60. Al-Kabonim, so they gave him 60 Malchus. Amrulei, and they said to him, Eloi Avdis, I mean the Pamalia Shamailu, they said to Gavriel, that Eloi Avdis, listen, if you said you couldn't do that, to carry out the mission, so Beseder, you couldn't do it. But the Avdis, Amailei Avdis, why didn't you do as you were commanded? Once you said you were going to do it, so then you have to do it exactly as you were told. To do it and then not do it the way you were supposed to. So then that's why you're being punished. And furthermore, the Avdis, even if you really did do as you were supposed to do, why did you go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tell him that I did as you have commanded me? You don't know of the rule that you're not supposed to report back bad news. So why would you go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tell him that you did it? It's bad news. You're not supposed to report bad news. So while this was happening, so I see Yuhu Dubiel. So instead, Bemakum Gavriel, they brought Dubiel, who was the Sar de Parsoi, who was the Sar in Shemayim of the Persians, and the Ukme Becharike, and they put him in place of Gavriel, Veshimesh Esrim Ve'echad Yoim, and he served for 21 days. The 21 days are, these days are between the 21 days between Shavasar Batamus and Tisha B'Av, the 3 weeks. And these are the days that Dubiel served in place of Gavriel. Everything that happens in this world is really just a manifestation or maybe representation of what's happening in Lamailo. So Lamailo Dubiel, he went and he served in B'malkum Gavriel. These are the 3 weeks. Anu Dechzid, that's what the pasuk means when it says, V'sar Malchus Paras Oimei Lenegdi Esrim Ve'echad Yoim. That Gavriel tells Daniel that this Sar was there for 21 days. Says the Gemara, Vini Michal Achar Asar Marishoinim Bala Azraini, and he says, the Gavriel continues, he says to Daniel that Michal, one of the Sarim, he was there to help me, Vanina Isarti Sham Eitza Malche Paras, but I was left alone during that time by the Malche Paras. Yavule Esim Vichad Malchi, and they gave him over during that time, during these 21 days, they gave Persia 21 kingdoms, meaning Malachim, that Paras was able to rule over, because these were the days that Bia was there serving Lamaila. So down here also, each one of those, connected, each one of those days, they were able to take over a different Malchus. Uparvasa, Damashik, they were also able to take over the port of Mashik, Amar, and so once Duvia saw that he was being successful, he was getting all everything he wanted, so Duvia said, Sivuli Yisrael Ba'akargo. Why? He asked the Pamalia Shamaila, why don't you give me Mershus also now to take taxes from the Yidden? So Kasvule, so they told him, okay. So they gave him the permission. Ksivuli Rabbanim Ba'akargo. So he said, okay, let me also take the taxes from the Rabbanim. So Kisvule, so they were, again, they gave him permission, they wrote it for him, that he has permission to do that. However, when they wanted to sign, so Ahmed Gavriel, Me'achari Apargut, so Gavriel stood up from Me'achari Apargut, again, he was kicked out from being on the, in the Apargut, he was Achari Apargut, so, but he stood up and he complained, Va'amar, and he said, he protested, that Shavlachem Mashkim Ekom, Me'achari Sheves, Oichilachem Atzevim, Kenitin Lididei Sheino, he was saying that is it nothing for you, those that get up early in the morning, and they stay up late at night, referring to the Tamid HaChachamim, that they don't let themselves sleep, they toil and toil all morning and night. So says the Gemara, what's the end of the pasuk mean? It refers to the wives of the Tamid Chachamim, that they also, they remove sleep from their eyes in this world to help their husbands. So Gavriel protested that how could you give over to Dubiel the right to take the taxes from the Tamid Chachamim? What about the greatness of the Tamid Chachamim? But the Maisa and Pamalia Shamailo, the Pamalia Shamailo they didn't pay attention to him. So Amar Lefanav, so Gavriel turned to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, am you kol chachami umas olam bekaf maznayim, even if you would have all the chachamim of the goyim on one side of the scale, v'daniel ish chamuda is bekaf shnia, and just Daniel on the other side of the scale, lo nimsa machri as kulam, wouldn't Daniel and his chachma and his tzidkus, wouldn't he outweigh all the other chachamim, all the other great people of the goyim? So in that sense, he was being melamed tzchus on Klal Yisrael. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mihu Zesh Mlamid Tzchus Al Banai. He said, who is this person that's being Mlamid Tzchus on my children? So Amar Lefanam, so they said to him, Ribbono Shel Olam, Gavriel, it's Gavriel who's standing Me'achari Apargut, he's the one being Mlamid Tzchus. So Amar Lehem, so Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Yavoi, so if so, then he should really come. Shenemar, meaning he should come on this side of the Apargut, he should come back in. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Va'ani Basi Bidvarecha. That's what Gavriel told Daniel when he said that it was Bishchus you that was able to go back in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was referring to this statement that he had said, this tefillah that he had said, Bishchus Daniel, that he should be able to go back in and save. He said that Bishchus Daniel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should save Klal Yisrael, and that's what allowed him to go back in. So Amar Luhu, so Kadosh Baruch Hu told the Pamal Yishamaylo, he said Leo, and he said to bring him back in, and Ailuhu, and they brought him back in. You see from here, this from this Gemara, the tremendous kayach in being melamed tzchus. That was b'schus the fact that Gavriel was melamed tzchus alban of Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's what allowed him to come back in. I heard this past year, Parshas Vayera and a Parshas from Rav Reisman, he used this yisoy to explain a very interesting thing we find in Parshas Vayera. Over there we see Avram Avinu. The parasha says that he mamish davened, put in tremendous koiches to daven to save HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should save the five cities of Sodom. He said maybe the 50 tzaddikim, 45, 40, going down and down. But he davened that maybe there's tzaddikim in each one of these cities, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save Sodom. And Lamaisa, we find that Avram Avinu wasn't answered. He was answered. He was told no. His tefillah was rejected. Yet when it comes to light says he davens for Tzayar, and he eventually actually runs there and he escapes there to the city of Tzayar. And light, he davens for Tzayar to be saved. And light's answered, meaning his tefillah is accepted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts light's tefillah. Avram Avinu's tefillah is rejected, and Light's tefillah is accepted. How could it be? Said Rav Reisman, you have to look at the two tefillahs. Avram's tefillah was that maybe there's tzaddikim in each one of these cities. He davened b'schus the tzaddikim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save the cities. And l'maiso, there weren't any tzaddikim. There weren't any tzaddikim in the cities. So l'maiso, m'meila, his tefillah was rejected. Light had a very different type of tefillah. Light's tefillah, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us in Yidam Beis, that a person should always go to a city that was only recently inhabited. And it brings it from Tzayar. Because when Light was davening for Tzayar, what was his tefillah? He said that Sadaim was around for 52 years. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sadaim you gave the other cities, you gave them 52 years to figure themselves out. And they didn't figure themselves out, so that's why they're getting punished. But Tzayar has only been around for 51 years. Maybe if you give them another year, maybe they'll do tshuva. Give them another year, give them a chance. That was Light's tefillah. He was melamed tzchus on Tzayar that they haven't been around. Give them another year. That was Light's tefillah. He was melamed tzchus, and therefore Mamela, his tefillah was answered, because that's the power of being melamed tzchus. I thought maybe you could say that that's the pshan, the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos says that call him a lamid schus al chaveroi, so yidoy noy likav schus. Hadanis chaveroi likav schus, yidoy noy likav schus. So the pasuk pshat is that if Reuven dan Shimon likav schus, hadanis chaveroi likav schus, so yidoy noy likav schus, so also Kadosh Baruch Hu, mida kenega mida will dan Reuven likav schus. Since he's the type of person that he judges others likav schus, so Kadosh Baruch Hu awards him, and he dans him also likav schus. But maybe al pizeh you could say that no. Hadan is chaver lekav schus means that when Reuven judges Shimon lekav schus, so yidai noy lekav schus, then it makes a Kadosh Baruch Hu dance Shimon lekav schus. When Reuven dance Shimon lekav schus, when he looks at him with an ayin toiva, so then that makes it that then a Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at another yid l'toiva. It's the power of our eyes, when we look at other people favorably, when we download the Makav Schus, so that causes the Kadosh Baruch Hu to look at them favorably. And that's this Gemara, the Gavriel. He was down the Makav Schus, he was Malamit Schus on Klal Yisrael, and that changed the whole perspective, so to speak, of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that then he done Klal Yisrael the Makav Schus, and he was willing to save us. Says the Gemara Vayter, Asa, so Gavriel came back into the Paragud, and Ashkechilu Dubiel, the Nakale, the Igarte Biyade. And he saw that he was holding this letter that said that he was going to take the taxes from the Tamid Chachamim. He saw he was holding it in his hand. So Bai Lamir Mamine, so he wanted to take it away from him. He was going to grab it from him. So Dubiel saw that Gavriel was approaching him to grab the letter. So Bala, so quickly he swallowed it. Now says the Gemara, there are two versions of exactly what happened. Some say that the letter was written, but Lamaisa, they never actually got a chance to sign it. Because Gavriel had shouted out to save Klal Yisrael, it was Melamed Zchus. And Lamaisa, they never actually, Pamalia Shomaila never actually signed the letter that gave Dubiel the rights to collect the taxes from the Tamid Chachamim. Or Ikad Amri, some say that Af Michtam Nami Havachasmo, that really was signed. However, Kedabale Machik Lamine, but when he swallowed it, so some of it got erased. And hanging the machusa de paras, which is why we find that the way this is represented here and down here in Olam Hazeh, is that ikad yav karga of ikad lo yav karga. There are some people in Malchei Paras that they give the taxes, and there's some people that don't give the taxes. So the pshat is because there was this two bechinas of in one sense that it was signed, but then also it got erased. So because of this, so there's some people that give taxes, and there's some people that don't give taxes. Says the Gemara, Vani Yaitse, so the Gemara now. So that's really the end of the story. So now we explained already what it meant, Vani Basi Bidvarecha, that Gavriel told Daniel that it was Bishchus Yu, that I was able to go back into the Paragon. But now the Gemara just continues, that Vani Yaitse, that Gavriel tells Daniel that I'm gonna leave, Vahine Sar Yavon Ba, and Sar Yavon's coming, the Sar of Yavon is coming, and that Gavriel saying that he had no capabilities or abilities to overcome that Gezerah, that when the Sar of Yavon was gonna come. Oi, oi, he was saying Ave, Ave, or Oi, Oi, Velekad Ashkachbe. He cried and he davened, but Lamaisa, that he wasn't answered, and Mamela Sar Yavon was gonna come and do the damage that Yavon caused. So Al Kapanim, again, that was just explaining the pasuk Vanibasi Bidvarecha. So all of this though was really because we wanted to know what was the makar that Rechitz and Sichar considered Inuyim. So we brought it from Daniel, and then we mentioned Gavriel, what Gavriel said to Daniel, So therefore, we mentioned this this idea of anibasi b'dvarecha. But now says the Gemara back to the Yom Kippur, v'ibayis ema, another makar that rechitza, v'ibayis ema rechitza dikri inoy minalon. What's the makar that rechitza is considered inoy? So again, the first makar is from Daniel. Another makar, what's the makar that rechitza is considered inoy in Yom Kippur and memela it's aser is mehalcha. It's from the following. The pasuk says ulav yasser akayin amir hamelach that Shlomo Melech said to Avyasar. So the context of the pasuk is that Shlomo Melech had just killed his brother. He had just killed Adoniyahu. Adoniyahu was Meirei b'Malchus. He wanted to take over the Malchus from Shlomo Melech. So Shlomo Melech killed him. Now Avyasar Akoyein was on Adoniyahu's team, so to speak. So after Shlomo Melech killed Adoniyahu, so he then turns to Avyasar Akoyein and he says to him, Anasis leich al sadecha. He says to go. You go to Anasis. Ki ish mavesata, because really you deserve to die. Ubiyayim hazed la misecha. But you should know that today I'm not going to kill you, even though really you're an ish maves because you were on Adoniyahu's team. But lamais, I'm not going to kill you. And what's your zchus that I'm not going to kill you? Ki nasata as arin Hashem ufnei David avi. Because when my father David HaMelech was running away from Avshalom, so you carried the Aron and you afflicted yourself with all the afflictions that my father afflicted himself with. You suffered with my father and you were on his, you had his back when he was running with Avshalom, so b'schus that I'm not going to kill you. So now what we see from this pasuk is that all the things that David HaMelech refrained from when he was running away from Avshalom, all the things that he wasn't able to have, those were called inuyim, because that's what we see from this pasuk of Shlomo Melech, that he says to Avyasar, that you suffered all those inuyim with my father David. So now we just have to look at what the inuyim David HaMelech suffered, and what the things that David HaMelech suffered were when he was running away from Avshalom, and now we know that whatever it was that he suffered, that has a shame inuy to it. So now says the Gemara, Uksiv Beba David, it says about David HaMelech when he was running away from Avshalom. So some men, they saw David HaMelech and his team running away, and they brought them some things, and they said, Ki Amru, they said that Ha'am Ra'iv, they said that the people are hungry, V'ayev, and they're tired, V'tzame, and they're thirsty, Bamidbar. So now says the Gemara, what does the pasuk mean? Ra'iv presumably means Milechem. They're hungry means that they don't have bread. V'tzame, they're thirsty, means Mimayim. It means that they don't have water. And if they're tired, mimai, what does it mean that they're tired? Lav mirechitza, doesn't it mean that they're tired, they're worn out because they haven't taken showers, they haven't washed themselves. So you see that David HaMelech and his team, so to speak, that they didn't wash themselves while they were running away from Avshalom. Now Shlomo HaMelech told Avyasar that those things were considered inuyim. So you see from here that rechitza, meaning refraining from rechitza, is considered inuy. Says the Gemara, who says it's talking about rechitza? V'dilma min ilas hasandal. Maybe it says that they were tired, when the pasuk says that they were tired, it doesn't mean that they were tired from not showering. Maybe it means that they were tired from not wearing shoes. So you have no raya from there that rechitza is that one of the things that David HaMelech refrained from was rechitza. Maybe the thing that they refrained from was from wearing shoes. So it says the Gemara Ella Amar Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak says, really the word Ella is a shtickle lav dafko, because Rav Yitzchak is not coming to say a new makar, he's just coming to explain. And how do we know that when the pasuk says Oyef, that it's referring to lack of rechitza, that it means that they weren't, that they didn't get a chance to wash themselves? It's mehalchas from the following pasuk, because the pasuk says Mayim Karim al nefesh ayefa. It says that water is good, cold water is good for a nefesh ayefa. So you see that water is good for a nefesh ayefa. Oyef means that person who doesn't take that hasn't washed himself. So that's why the pasuk says that the remedy is cold water. Well, a person hasn't washed himself, so he should have some cold water. So you see again that ayif means lack of rechitza. Says the Gemara, how do you see from there that ayif means lack of rechitza? V'dilma mishtia, maybe it means a person who hasn't who's very thirsty. So mayim karam al nefesh ayefa, so you should give him some water. Says the Gemara, no, it can't be referring to thirst, because miksev b'nefesh ayefa, does it say that you put cold water into a tired soul? Al nefesh ayefa ksev. It says you put it on him. So it must be it's referring to washing oneself, and since we see from here that ayef means a person who hasn't washed himself, so that means we know now when the pasuk says by David HaMelech that him and his men that they were ayef, it means that they hadn't washed themselves, and then we can learn out now from that which Shlomo HaMelech told of Yasar, that because you suffered the inuyim with my father, so therefore I'm going to spare your life, that you see from here that a lack of rechitza, refraining from rechitza, is considered inuy. Says the Gemara, now going on to the next inui listed in the Mishnah of Ne'ilas HaSandal Minaon. How do we know that Ne'ilas HaSandal, refraining from wearing shoes, that that's considered an inui? The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, with David Oilu B'mayla Azesim Oilu Ubaicha, it says that when he was running away from Avshalom, so he was going and he was crying, the Rosh Le'chafoi, his head was covered, V'hayle, or V'hu Hayle Chiyachif, and he was going Yachif, which seemingly means barefoot. Says the Gemara, Yachif Mimai. What does it mean, Yachif? Lav Minilas Asando. Doesn't it mean that he was going without shoes? So you see that one of the things that David HaMelech was afflicted with while he was running away from Avshalom was the lack of shoes. And now again, now we going back to the pasuk by Shlomo Melech, that Shlomo Melech told of Yasar that you suffered the inui with my father. We see here that one of those inuyim is not wearing shoes. So you see that not wearing shoes is considered an inui. Says the Gemara, who says that Yachif means from not wearing shoes? V'dumah misusya umartika. Maybe it means from that David HaMelech was Yachif, meaning he didn't have what he normally had. He was the Melech. A Melech normally has a susya umartika. He normally has a horse and whip. And now he didn't have his horse and whip. And so in that sense, he was Yachif, meaning he didn't have the horse and whip that he was used to having. So maybe that's all Yachif means. Says the Gemara, Elam Rav Nachman, and again the word Ella is a shtickle of Dafka, because we're not coming to say new Mukar, we're just coming to prove, how do we know that Yachif means barefoot? Elam Rav Nachman, by Yitzchok Mehacha, we know that Yachif means without shoes from the following pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yeshaya, Lechu pitachta asak me'al masnecha, v'nalcha tachleitz me'al reglecha. He told Yeshaya to remove the sack and to remove his shoes. Uksiv in the pasuk says, V'yaz kein halach aram v'yachif. It says that Yeshaya did so, he went Arum, he went unclothed, the Yachif, and he went Yachif. So now Yachif Mimai, what does it mean he went Yachif? You can't say it means that he went without his horse and whip, because Yishai wasn't a king. He never had a horse and whip. So what does it mean Yachif? Mimai, lav minilas asandal, doesn't it mean that he went without shoes? So you see that Yachif is a lashon of barefoot. Says the Gemara, what's the raya? Who says when it says by Yeshaya that he was Yachif that it means barefoot? Ve'ema bin na'olim hametulayim. Maybe he was wearing shoes, just they were all like patched up. So Yachif just means bare of nice shoes. He wasn't wearing nice shoes. He was wearing these all patched up shoes. But not that it means that he was barefoot. So you don't have a raya from here that Yachif means barefoot. Diloite mahachi, and says the Gemara, I'll bring you a raya that Yachif over here does not mean barefoot. Because Aram, when the pasuk says that he went Aram, that he went unclothed, Aram Amish, you think he went around completely undressed? Ela bebegadim beluyim. It means that he went around with like very worn out clothing, with not fresh clothing. So hachanami b'nalam emetulayim. When it says that he went yachif, it doesn't mean he was mamish barefoot. It means he wore patched up shoes, just like his clothing was all patched up. So we have no raya from here that yachif can mean barefoot. So elam rav nachma bar yitzchak mehacha. We have a raya from the following pasuk by Yirmiyahu. The pasuk says meni raglech mi yachif ugroinich mitzima. So what was Yirmiyahu saying? He was saying, "Meni atzmecha min achet." He was telling Klal Yisrael, "Remove yourself from chet. Don't do averos, because if you do averos, then there's going to be a charban chas v'shalom. Kedei shel yavo raglecha lidei yichof, and then you're going to have to be barefoot, meaning you're going to be in galus." And he was telling them, "Meni l'shoinech midvar betelim. Don't have accustom your tongue to saying meaningless things. Kedei shel yavo groinech lidei tzima, so you shouldn't come to be thirsty again, mourning over the charban." So you see from here, from this Musar, that Yachif means barefoot. So you see from here that Yachif means barefoot. And that means now going back to David HaMelech, when he was running away from Avshalom, and it says that he was Yachif, we say now that means that he was barefoot. And now, taking that back now to the pasuk by Shlomo Melech, that Shlomo Melech said to Avyasar, "I'm sparing your life because of the Inuyim that you suffered with my father when you were running away from Avshalom." So now we see that one of the things that that's referring to is the fact that he went barefoot. So you see from here that a person refraining from wearing shoes, that that's called an inois. Therefore, that's one of the things that are asar on Yom Kippur. In honor of Shushan Purim, we'll just conclude with a vart on today's Gemara from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. So we had earlier in the Masechta, on Chaf Beis and Mabeis, the Gemara over there said that David HaMelech did two averis, and Lamaisa, he was forgiven. He had the Avera of Uriah and Asasa. But Shlomo Melech had one, and he lost the Malchus from it. And what was the Avera that Shlomo Melech had? The Avera that we read about in this past week's Haftorah, the Maisa, the Agag, that he didn't wipe out the Malik. So ask Rav Chaim Shmulevitz and Sichos Musar and Maimer Nudbeis. He says, what's Taka the Pshat? Why is it like that? Why is it that David HaMelech got away with two things, so to speak? And yet when it comes to Shalom Melech, he did one Avera by a Malik. He didn't wipe out a Malik. He kept the Gag alive. And because of that, he lost the Malchus. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the Nichamti Kimachti Shalom Melech Lumelech. So what's Taka the Pshat in that? So we read it, we learned the Gemara, but what's Taka the Pshat? Why is it that Shalom Melech's Avera was so much more severe? So it says Ruchaim Shmulevitz, based on the Gemara in today's Amud. What does the Gemara say? That they told Gavriel didn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivoy. And instead of taking the coals from the place that he was supposed to, he had the Malach take it and give it to him. So now says the Gemara, when it describes what he did wrong, the Amrulei, the Gemara said that they said to him, Eloi Avdis, Eloi Avdis. Listen, if you said that you couldn't do it, okay, fine, you couldn't do it. But says the Gemara, but they said to him, why didn't you do as you were commanded? If you weren't going to do it, if you couldn't do something, that's one thing. That's one thing, you couldn't do it, okay fine, you couldn't do it. But to be able to do something, and to sign up for the job, and then to make a cheshbin, and to think that you're smarter than Hashem, so to speak, that you have a different cheshbin, I'm not going to take it from there, it's going to be too hot, I'm going to have the malach give it to me and do it in your own way, that's like the spitz opposite of being an Eved Hashem. An Eved Hashem is a person who's batel to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So a person feels like he can't do something, okay fine. The taiva gets the best of him or whatever it is. But to make a cheshbin and to go against Hashem, that's mamash the ultimate of not being an Eved Hashem. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz that was the pshat. That when it comes to David HaMelech, yeah, he did averus, but Lamaisa, he was forgiven. Lamaisa, he kept the malchus. But Shalom Melech's aver was different. It wasn't stam, he couldn't do something. He was able to wipe out a malik, and he made a cheshbin. And he made a cheshbin, and he kept the gag alive. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, that's why he lost the malchus. Because that's the spitz not being an Eved Hashem, is when a person makes a cheshbin to go against Hashem. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, that's the pshan in the mitzvah of Ad Lo Yada that we have on Shushan Purim, or today Shushan Purim, is that the mitzvah of Ad Lo Yada is a person gets to a state where Ad Lo Yada, where he doesn't make cheshbinis, where he's just a complete Eved Hashem. That's why the Arizal was able to say that Yom HaKippurim, that's like Yom Kippur. It has the opportunity of being such a chash of a day where a person could get to this matziv where he doesn't make any cheshbinis, where he's just a complete Eved Hashem, batel to ratzon of Hashem, a freilichen, Shushan Purim, Be'ez Hashem will continue from here tomorrow.